The days are longer, the calendar is filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grüns. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, so I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing, they're easy to toss in my bag on the go, plus they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA and FSA, eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grüns.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Oh, it's my favourite time of the week when we finally get to hear about all the good news that's happening here at home and across the world. And our own Megan O'Halloran's with me in studio today. How's things?
Hi, Andrea. How are you?
Not bad. You are just the picture of sunshine now today. You're here and you have the sun look and the lemon top and you are just
I was dressing
Miss Sunshine.
For reasons to be happy this morning. Well, I put on the yellow
good.
And came out.
Why not? Well, you have plenty to chat about.
Here comes the sun, I say it's all right.
So, Andrea, it was just such a nice weekend over
I know.
The weekend, wasn't it?
Unbelievable.
And kind of hoping that it's going to last for the bank holiday.
Yeah.
It has been lovely the last few days, but even if it doesn't, I had a little Google, and this weekend we will hopefully see the sunset for the first time after 9 p.m.
Yay.
So
longer
a grand evenings. Stretch in the
yes,
evening.
Yes, I love the good
say.
Grand stretch.
Yeah. Have you seen it yourself? Have you been out and about?
A little bit, yeah. And kind of over the weekend. Now, I had a fairly quiet weekend, actually. I was housebound, but at the same time, it's just so nice to be able to leave kind of the doors open, isn't it?
Door is open. And I went for
late
a walk
at night.
In the Phoenix Park the other night, and it was just getting dusk. And there's so many people still out and about doing, you know, playing sports
yeah,
or having a picnic,
love
so
it.
It's great. But we will also be in with a treat this weekend because we will see the Northern Lights.
Oh,
and they're basically saying it's a solar storm hitting. And we've seen the Northern Lights a good few times
yeah,
in the last few
yeah.
months, which is great. Lots to look forward to. Have you seen them yourself?
Last time, I think, whenever that was. But I'm not a big Northern Lights follower, but I know
okay.
a lot of our listeners are big into it. We get a lot of the pictures in. When are we likely to see these solar flares?
So it'll be Thursday and Friday. So keep an eye out.
Something
and that's
do.
What they're predicting. I missed it the last time.
Yeah,
so
you're going to tune in.
I'm definitely
well,
will.
Tune in. Keep an eye out,
exactly.
I should say. Now, tell us about this.
So this one I love, Andrea. It's,
I don't know the sounds of birds, but go on.
Yeah. So scientists have found that birds, urban birds, are more scared of women than men. They
no
can't
way.
Really figure out why, but I think that's a really interesting one. So
go
if
on.
Anyone out there is scared of birds, you might be delighted. But they basically dressed both men and women the same. They tucked women's hair back to try and see was there any difference or any outcome. That they could find, and they really couldn't. But men got 7.5 metres closer to a bird than women did. So I think that's a really interesting
yeah.
one.
Well, it's good news, I suppose, as a woman, if you're afraid of birds.
It is.
They're more fearful of you. So
yeah.
maybe that's the positive.
Exactly. So I'll test it out today. I'm going to walk around and see what I can find
Head
out.
Down across Grafton Street.
Exactly.
Staying, I suppose, with the theme of birds. Yeah, they're the much more aggressive kind, aren't they?
They really are. And it's a sound that many of our listeners will be familiar with.
Yeah.
But don't worry, don't try and protect your sandwich. It's not an actual seagull. It's a group of people who competed to see who the best seagull impersonator was. So they both went,
what?
It was so mad. If you have time, go on and look at the videos. So they're all dressed up as seagulls. It's European championship and
sorry there's a competition in
yeah.
Europe to find the best seagull impersonator. You're joking me.
Do you think you'd be in with a chance?
Absolutely not. People have little to be at with their time. Go
little
on.
Little to be at. It was in Belgium. It was last Sunday and they practiced, they stood around and they squawked. So it's just another
oh God.
Story coming out about
yeah.
seagulls.
Nuts.
If you remember a few weeks ago, there was the scientist that found that seagulls are very afraid of googly eyes. So I don't know what our fascination is with seagulls, but it's really gas.
I cannot believe that we've managed to come up with a competition to find a seagull impersonator, but there you go. Tell us about this one.
If you put a little too much highlight, you can go back with the dark or vice versa. There is no mistakes here. We have some happy accidents sometime, but we don't make any mistakes. There. All right.
So, Andrea, this is Create and Sip. It has opened its first art cafe. So it opened on St. William Street in Dublin last weekend. And you may remember, it was very popular. People were...
What is it?
It's basically a coffee shop dedicated to sitting around with your friends, no alcohol, but socialising. And you can paint, from my understanding, little, you know, on canvases or on cups, things like that. And it's a nice social event, I suppose. And I think people, especially young people, are really crying out for that and a space that they can come together. So it'll be a permanent fixture in Dublin. And it just kind of gives people more of an option if they do want a coffee shop, maybe later in the day, but an activity that they can take away.
It's booze-free socialising, isn't it?
It
kind
really
of the rise
is.
In that. Painting Prosecco without the Prosecco.
Without the Prosecco, with the coffee. So
create
a coffee lover's dream. I'm going to try it out this weekend, I think.
So where is it? Sorry, it's in Dublin.
It's in Dublin. It's on St. William Street.
Okay.
And it... For anyone that's familiar with the area, it seems to be very close to Butler's on St. William Street. So it kind of looks out over the street, and I've just seen so many videos and people seem to really be embracing it, which is great.
So you can check it out online. It's Create and Sip. And good news if you're a fan of this artist.
So Ariana Grande is back. She announced her new album. So it's coming a matter of months after, obviously, Wicked and the premiere of that. And I think fans of Ariana were kind of assuming that we wouldn't see another album from her for a while. She's been very busy, obviously. And it was announced. There was a bit of speculation this week among fans. And then she announced it on her Instagram. And the album is called Petal. It'll be released on the 31st of July. And she has basically, like all artists do, given a little bit, a little flavour of what we can expect. She said it will focus on growing from challenges. So lots to anticipate there.
Yeah.
And she will have her world tour. And that's off the back of her last album, Eternal Sunshine. So I'm interested to see, will Petal feature in the set list for that
as
tour?
As part of this as well. I was just going to say, surely a new album means there has to be a world tour to coincide with it. But it's already happening.
It's already happening.
Megan O'Halloran, thanks a million for joining us here on the programme today, for bringing a little smile to our Wednesday afternoon.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.